Long FM 96. Good morning, everybody. Trevor, so Richard's on this morning's Long FM Breakfast Show.
Hello, we have special things. We have loads of good rock and roll music and everything that you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, so rock and roll music is coming thick and fast. It's coming so thick and fast. It looks like jelly on a plate going very slow.
And that's a fact.
Yes, it is a fact. Talking of facts, Richard, did you read today's newspaper?
Which one?
I'm talking about the Mirror.
Oh, I looked in the mirror and I did read the mirror.
Yes, you've got a very squeaky chair this morning, Richard. We must call the boy to bring some grease.
Yes, I think we do. I think we do need grease.
Yes, we do need grease. Not the hit musical on West End, but
on DVD.
Grease, a bit like WD-22.
Yes, a bit like WD-40.
Cyclone B, perhaps even.
Yes, but that's another matter.
Yes, another matter indeed. That's for you, me and the Gasbald.
Gasbald, yes.
Anyway, back to this morning's music, rock and roll wise. We've got Teddy Desco coming on. Everybody's, or the women's favourite. Every time they play, they throw their knickers at him. Teddy Desco, what a rock and roll legend.
I think he's great.
Yes, he's going to be playing his latest single, which is Don't Rock Around the Rocking Tree.
That's a tune.
Oh, top tune. It's got lots of sax in it, lots of guitar, and lots of really good rocking piano.
Yeah.
So, less of the chat, more of the music.
My name is Teddy Tesco. I like to go Tesco. I'm really just a pest. And I'm ugly too. I'm a toothless simpleton. I live in the hills. I hear screams and squeals, and don't know what they are, I could tell you. It's probably my brothers, cousins, nieces, nephew. A lot of inbreeding where I come from. Hell, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Oh, I'm Teddy Tesco, I've seen a lot of deep stuff. Oh, they call me Teddy Tesco. I've seen quite a lot in my time. That's right, I am a shit-kicking, no good, two-pop, toothless wonder. But that's why I'm Teddy Tesco. Oh, that's right. Ooh, my name is Tesco. I'm an ugly motherfucking shit kicker. Yeah, that's right. Teddy Tesco.
Well, I don't know about you, Richard, but I thought that Teddy Tesco effort was a little bit on the shady side. Wasn't the best effort.
Slim pickings.
Picking Slim indeed. That reminds me, Picking Slim are live in concert next week. I must go and see them. Yeah. Right, listeners, coming up this morning, we've got a pre-recorded programme. It's a real treat for you. It's a new one we've come up with. It's called...
Johnson's.
Johnson's, as in...
Eureka.
Eureka Johnson, yes. It's our invention show where we go around the country in different locations, meeting lots of inventors who tell us about their new inventions, and we will decide if the invention is any good, and you listeners will phone in and vote on your favourite invention. There's no prizes for anybody, but it just kills a bit of time.
That's right. So get ready, but we'll have a quick commercial break, and then we'll be on our way to Eureka.
Eureka, Johnson's invention on Mong FM.
Hello, if you like trains and train spotting, then why don't you join us? We are the biggest UK network of train spotters, and we like to spot trains all day long. Come with us, we have annual bi-monthly meetups around London, and soon we will be going to the home counties.
You can also get a copy, if you pay a monthly membership rate of £5.99, of our monthly magazine Hot Wheels and Super Tracks. It's full of bumper colour photos taken by our members on some of England's most amazing railway lines, some of the best trains you can see in private hands. Also, we have Hot Embers, a weekly supplement about men.
You got the keys.
Who got the keys?
Well, I gave you the keys.
I ain't got the keys.
Keys to the van.
I ain't got no keys to the van.
I gave you the keys to the van.
You had a blast.
I gave them to you in your hand.
Oh, no, no, didn't.
Yes, I did. I gone gave you the keys, and you gave them to your kid.
I ain't got no keys now.
That's what you said. You're doing it in my head. You got the keys. I gave you the keys.
I tell you one time, I ain't got the key. No, 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 I ain't got the key.
Take it to the bridge.
Where the bridge?
Over there the bridge.
What's all the bridge?
Where to get the keys?
I ain't got the keys.
I gave you the keys.
What about the bridge?
The bridge got no keys.
What the bridge got to do with the keys?
Gave you the keys on the bridge?
No, you didn't.
Gave you the keys on the motherfucking bridge, and you didn't bring me back because I gave you the keys on the bridge.
No, 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 no.
Gonna phone mom?
No, no, no.
Tell her what you done.
I ain't done nothing wrong.
I gave you the keys.
I gave you the keys.
Bring your last damn keys.
I gave you the keys.
If you've lost your keys, don't bother arguing about it. Call out RS Locksmiths, the best locksmiths in London for keys.
0208 429 6172 or online at rslocksmiths.co.uk.
Johnson's on Long FM, the invention programme, sponsored by
Jarvis Rufus, audio sex stories of Hackney, East London.
Hello, today we're here at Johnson's, the Inventors Programme, and today we have Barney Reykjavik coming in from Slough. Over to you, Barney.
Yes, hello there. My name is Barney, you're correct. I do come from Slough, and I've come on your show today to talk about one of my new inventions.
And what is this new invention that you speak of?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a revolution, an absolute revolution in headgear. It keeps your head warm in winter, keeps it nice and toasty, because you do need that. And it's also made out of fabrics. And I'll tell you what, I've called it a hat. Obviously, hat is a silly word, really. You could call it anything you wish, but I call it a hat.
But aren't there things called hats anyway? Don't they keep you insulated around the head in winter? Have you never, ever come across such things as a hat before?
Well, you see, I should have mentioned, really, this has a unique feature in it. It has a turbo boost drive. When you press the bobble at the top...
Can I just stop you 1 second? Why has your voice changed?
That's because there is a man gently fingering my anus while I give this interview.
Hmm.
So, as I was saying, the turbo boost drive, you press a button on the top, the bobble.
It says turbo boost.
Turbo boost drive, TBD. Yes. Once you click on TBD on the top of the hat near the bobble, you get an amazing sensation.
And what sort of sensation is this?
It's very similar. Some would describe it as having your guts fall out of your arse. Personally, I call it more of a body rush. But the main aim of the hat is, of course, whilst walking about, you can be quite bored. So press the TBD and bush, off you go.
George Bush?
No, not George Bush. George Bush doesn't like the hat and he's refused to be associated with it.
What sort of bush is this then? Is it
more of a Kate Bush? More of a Kate Bush, you're
not
correct.
A nice, nice, furry, hairy bush.
No, Kate Bush, I'm afraid. It's the TBD and it retails for £9,000.
Now, that's a... that's a mere snipper. Anything, nothing, anything, nothing, anything.
Well, pensioners can get it a reduction price
of
£8.99.
Lovely. Thank you again there, Barney. Thanks for everything. And here we are again on Johnson's with our second guest. It's Rudyard Bentley.
Rudyard comes from East Sussex, and he has an invention, which he says is, again, revolutionary, like the last person on the show. And yes, it's over to you, Rudyard.
Hello.
Hello, Rudyard.
Hello there. Yes, I've got a brand new invention. It's one of the best inventions you're going to see, I feel. I've spent decades with prototypes and similar types of inventions, but this one is a lifesaver, truly is.
So it sounds intriguing, Rudyard. What is this that you've studied decades for to bring to us today?
Well, thank you, Giles. The invention I bring you today, as I said, studied for decades, I term for using the Greek word water.
Right.
Yes, water. Aqua. You can call it anything you wish, really. What I did is I went round my house in the winter with a container, with a lid. It's necessary, a lid, to prevent evaporation of said water. I went round and I noticed a lot of condensation on my windows. I gathered the condensation up using Q-tips, and I wrung the Q-tips out over the container. Over a period of months, I built up a significant amount of condensation, which turned magically into water. Now, I've noticed that...
Now, I will stop you, Rudyard, there, because, you know, this sounds like a bit of a silly story. Water, you know, comes from the sky. It's in lakes. You know, it's been around for millions of years. I don't know where you're going with this, or is this some form of a joke that you're playing on us? Because this is not an invention. This is a way of life.
I'm sorry, Giles. I don't know what planet you live on. The planet that we live on, me, the listeners, I presume, my wife.
I think it's just you and your wife.
No, we have never seen water before. Condensation we have seen for generations. Water has never been noticed by mankind. I beg to differ.
I feel you're wrong, and I'm going to cut you off here. I would like you to leave the studio on the back of such nonsense.
On that note, I will immediately leave your studio, you fucking anus.
Sorry, listeners, you had to listen to a really awful situation there with our last guest on the Johnson's Invention Corner. My name is Lex Miller. I'm a standing host because Giles has left the studio after that last discussion. We've got one more guest on Johnson's today. His name is Bryce Williams. Now, Bryce... He suffered through such an awful background here. The history of Bryce is terrible. Basically, he was involved in an accident. It was a terrible accident. I'm hoping Bryce will explain the accident to you. He has been rebuilt. He's the world's first Robo Man. He's officially over 75% machinery and robot. Amazing, amazing story. So I'm going to pass you over now to Bryce. I'm going to ask a preliminary question for you, Bryce, if you don't mind. And I'm going to basically then read some questions out from our listeners, if that's all right with you. Bryce, what sort of sound does your penis make?
Well, it kind of makes like this kind of sound.
Oh. Surely must be a hit with the men. Oh, sorry, with the ladies. Surely, Bryce.
Oh, yeah. I got a lady in every port.
I'm sure you have. Would that be a port for your socket?
Oh, that's very funny there.
Yes, sorry. So I'm going to read out a question now from one of our listeners. Bryce, Robert Baker says, he's from Loughton, he says, what sort of sound... do you make when you have a poo?
Well, that would be something quite like this.
Oh my God, Bryce. Jesus. The floor. And your pants. You don't wear any pants. You're half robot, aren't you? Oh, the smell. Right, Bryce, we'll move on. I've got another one. It's from Susan Ball. She asks, if you were to play the piano with your mechanical fingers... what fingers would you use, and what noises would they make?
Well, I would use my thumb, which would sound like... Then I'd use my index finger, which would go more like... And then I'd use the rest of the fingers to fluctuate between notes, and they would be a mix of sounds like this.
Some amazing sounds there, Bryce. There really are. I hope Susan was impressed with the answer. Right, what we're going to do now is we're going to obviously do some more sounds, but we're going to have a quick bit of weather, if you don't mind. We've got a new weather girl in. She's called Maxie, so Maxie will be on soon. And then obviously we're back to the two Richards, because this is a pre-recorded show.
It's Mong FM 96. Point 6 FM.
It's going to be quite bad. It's going to rain. It's going to rain.
Lots and lots of cats and dogs, and the occasional cow.
We might have a bit of
something.
Thank you very much for the Johnson's show. It's the Johnson's show, a very interesting show. Now, on Mong FM, we're going to talk about pissing yourself. Pissing yourself is very, very pleasant for some people, especially poor tramps who live out on the streets, because it gives them a bit of a warmth up. A bit like Ready Brick, but it comes out of your penis and not out of a box or a sachet. So we're going to talk about pissing yourself now on Mong FM. Now, personally, I like to piss myself around the house. Wearing my shell suit, because it gives it super flow down to my socks. The socks get soggy, I can take them off and fling them at the cat. So Richard, tell me about your times when you piss yourself and how much you enjoy it.
Oh, there's far too many times to mention, but there was one time when I was over the park, and I was sitting on the bench, and the next thing I know, warmth. Oh,
yes, warmth.
Warmth come out, flooded out. Oh, I thought, oh, lovely.
Yes, it's a very nice feeling. Sometimes I've done it in the Arctic Circle when I've been out trying to seek Santa for my previous job on Wrong FM. Well, we don't talk about Wrong FM anymore, but we talk about Mong now. But I did go once, the Arctic Circle, pissed myself there with a big bonus.
Freezing.
Oh, it was very cold. I nearly froze my piss. But I managed to overcome that and warm my legs up.
Oh, well, that's okay then. That's good. What we wanted to say, make sure it's okay. Anyway, getting on with the show, there's
Slash is coming.
Yes, Mr. Slash, the rock god that is Mr. Slash.
Yes, that's why we're talking about pissing yourself. I don't know if Mr. Slash has pissed himself. He is coming on for a chat first, and I have a brief chat with him.
He does smell of urine.
He does smell of urine, but we think that's just the rock music. So we're going to have a chat with Mr. Slash before his song, and first of all, we have a need to have a brief input from someone very special. It's Reverend Lovejoy. He's coming on to tell us all about his new vicar for Lewisham area. Actually, no, he's not coming on to tell us about it. We're getting a message from the control room. Apparently, he's stuck in traffic, so he's not coming now. So we're going to have to forget that part of the show. We're going to go straight over to the interview with Mr. Slash. It's pre-recorded, so watch me press the button now, Richard. Welcome to the UK, Mr. Slash. Now, we've got you on Mong FM because we want to talk about your latest album. And obviously you're doing a UK tour around the UK. That means you're taking in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. Did you know that, Mr. Slash, or can I call you something else?
My friends call me Pisshead, but you're not my friend yet, but I suppose you can call me that.
Very interesting, Mr. Slash. I'm glad you told me about that. I won't call you by your nickname because I'm not your friend yet. I would like to be, because I like to be everybody's friend here on Mong FM. Gives me a warm glow, very warm glow. A bit like pissing yourself, which is what we've been discussing, well, what we will be discussing, sorry, on Mong FM later on, because of course this is a pre-recorded interview. So, Mr. Slash, your music, very interesting sound. It's a bit watery, I must say, very watery. Your guitar solos do sound a bit liquefied sometimes, but what the viewers really want to know about is your influences. What I mean, why the name Mr. Slash?
Well, I tell you what, Richard, I liked it. I used to like Hand with Water music. I also used to like Spinal Tap. There was a good band there. No, there was not real, but that was something that I found out a little later in my career. You know, a lot of stuff I liked, like Waterfall, they're a good band, and, you know, anything really to do with water, you know.
Very interesting. Our viewers will take a lot from that, I'm sure. Now, what I'd really like to know about is the clothes you're wearing. If I describe them to the listeners, he's wearing a black leather ensemble, he's got a waistcoat, he's got some very nice black leather trousers, he's wearing a Mac, and he's got some slippers on which are black, and he's got a hat on which resembles the lips of a vulva, vagina area. Stenciled on them are the words, Mr. Slash, don't take me around the gash. Now, Mr. Slash, could you explain the hat more than anything?
It is just something that I wear on stage and when I do interviews. It's nothing really to worry about, Richard.
Fair enough. That's good enough for me. Now I think we're going to have to listen to your hit single, which is Pissing in the Breeze by Mr. Slash.
Oh yeah. Mr. Slash. I'm slashing in the garden. I'm slashing on the stairs. I'm slashing at the window. I'm slashing on your bears that you keep there. Oh yeah. I'm dreaming in the yard, I'm looking out the window, my cock is getting hard, cause I'm pissing in the breeze. I've got some on my knees. I'm pissing in the kitchen, I'm running out the door, I'm looking up the avenue, I'm screaming out for more, cause I'm pissing in the breeze. And I've got some on my knees. Fetch me the Febreze, cause the odor's getting bad. I'm walking round the corner, you can smell me far on there. Cause I'm pissing in the breeze, and I've got some on my knees. I'm going round my nan's house, I'm gonna change my pants. They're covered in some urine, and round my nan is bad. It's pissing in the breeze, smashing in the wind.
Listeners, that was Mr. Slash with Pissing in the Breeze. It's a latest single from the rock legend from Canada, United States, somewhere around there. Listeners, it's coming to the end of the show, and I'm afraid to say we've got some very bad news. Mrs. Jasko has just phoned me. She's the wife, obviously, of Teddy Jasko, who was on the show earlier. You might recall he came on this morning, first thing. And she has some very bad news to tell us here at Mong FM. It is with regret that I have to inform you that with a tear in Mrs. Dasko's voice, she has told us here at Mong FM that Teddy Jasko has died in a terrible industrial accident. He was riding his Hongoose through the suburbs. His Hongoose is a mixture of a bike and an animal. It's a bit like a Honda and a Mongoose. When he approached the hill up on One Man Hill, as he approached the crest of the hill, he was hit by a shuttle flown by the Yanks. There was much damage, much explosion, much loss of life, and Teddy Jasko suffered a broken finger and a grey shin. Despite the doctor's best efforts, he died at 1400 hours this afternoon, and it was with much regret that Teddy Jasko is no longer with us. And on that bombshell, we have to inform you that Mong FM is coming to a close. The sponsors have pulled out, the funding's dried up, and I personally can't stand Richard anymore. So Mong FM is for now gone. But you never know, you may see us again somewhere on the airwaves, subtly touching young listeners with our lyrical expertise
and wishing that we had some more time to bestow our juices upon you. So good night and good day from Mong FM.
It's Mong FM 96. 6 FM.